Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today I have a special guest who has been with me on the radio program for several times, and it's Jill Hostetler, and I'm just so glad that she's able to join us today. So Jill, thanks for coming to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, Jill, she is my assistant state director, and she's my friend and ministry partner for many years, but she also is the area director for our state office ministries in the Central Illinois area. So, Jill, you've had a very busy summer that we're just coming off of, and now we're getting ready to go in the fall. But let's back up, and can you just share with us what the summer looked like this summer and how it went, and also maybe how this summer was different than other summers in the past?
Well, we had a great summer. We conducted 30 5-day clubs, and that was over about 6 weeks' time. And so we just kind of jump right into it. And 5-day clubs are like backyard Bible clubs. They meet 5 times a week for an hour and a half. And so God really provided the missionaries that we needed. And so that was fantastic. We had wonderful caliber teaching. I think on the previous program, you actually interviewed a couple of our teachers of the 5-day clubs. And so they worked really hard this summer, taught 30 clubs, and we reached 620 children. And so that was really fantastic. Wow. I looked at last year's statistics, and we had 29 clubs last year and reached just a little over 400. So we actually, with just one additional club, reached 200 additional children. So, and I really saw that as a direct answer to prayer. We had a spring concert, and part of that concert is we had people get together and just break up into small groups and pray for the summer ministry. And then we sent them home with, you know, prayer requests, specific things they can pray for this summer. Mm-hmm. And I just saw God directly answering those prayers, you know, with the schedule and filling our 5-day clubs, providing, of course, the missionaries and the children. So many children came to each club. And many of those children, we had 64 children make professions of faith this summer in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that was fantastic to see. So I really saw all the fruit from the summer as direct answers to prayer.
So did you just kind of feel like this summer, it's just like it, not necessarily just went easy breezy, but just like it just felt like everything was just falling into place? And
it did. We had challenges, of course, but, you know, God just really provided everything we needed and when we needed it. So it was great.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I always love to hear stories from the field, and being the state director, and sometimes I'm, not that I have to be, but sometimes I'm more in the office administrative end, and so I don't always get to be on the field as much as, especially our summer missionaries do that are out there teaching the clubs every day. So can you just share with us how you saw or you heard about how God was at work in the lives of the children, or even in the lives of our summer missionaries who are out there teaching the children every day, and how this summer was a great summer for gospel impact in people's lives?
Yeah, we had a lot of really great clubs and a lot of first-time clubs that we hadn't had before or in a long time. So I actually, it was just kind of tickled me to have a host call and want to have a club in her neighborhood. And I remember doing her club, oh, it's been over 10 years. Wow. So her daughter that was there was actually a child in the 5-day club, but now she had children. Uh-huh. So it was actually, now she was a grandma and she was having this club. So as I went and met with her, I just could reminisce, you know, it was at the same house, and it was just neat to see how, even though she didn't have, you know, for 10 years, she hadn't had a 5-day club, then she had children in her neighborhood again. She had grandchildren that she wanted to make sure that they had 5-day club as part of their growing up experience. So that was really neat to have that happen, and a few children there placed their faith in Christ Jesus as their Savior. So that was really neat to see. And then we also have, each year for the past 5 or 6 years, we have had a club and in Bloomington area, and it's hosted by a family, an Indian family. And mm-hmm. so they reach out to many other Indians that live in that neighborhood. And they had this year 78 children that came to their home. So they wow. fit all those children in there, maybe not all on the same day, but many of them came. And the host told our summer missionaries that if they didn't do game time, we always start with a game time. Most of those kids would not come. And but because of the result of doing game time, but then we also do a Bible lesson, you know, sharing the gospel with these kids. We had 12 children receive Christ as their Savior. So that was a wonderful thing to see that fruit that happened in that club. And then we had one time just an opening, and, you know, we had a last minute cancellation, and that's something that does happen from time to time. And, but we really were praying, God, would you provide a club? And so we decided to try, there was an apartment complex that was like subsidized housing. So we decided, oh, let's try and go to the office and see if they will allow us to have a 5-day club just outside under the shelter. And so I walk into the office, and right in front of me, I see this bulletin board that's talking about prayer and the importance of God and the community. And I thought, you know, God, you just really led us right here. And we were able to have a club there. We got the permission. And then so many kids came to that one. I think we had about 18 kids that came. And
that's pretty good for a club on the fly.
Well, exactly. And we didn't get permission until like Monday of that week. And so it was like a 4-day club. So we started on Tuesday. And so many of those children came. So that was wonderful. And we're hoping to have an ongoing party club outreach there, maybe just even a couple times this year, hoping that we can connect with those kids because they so need the Lord. They so need the Word of God and the gospel. So that was one. And then the last one is one of our summer missionaries was also a teacher's aide at her school this summer. And we had a club right in that area that she taught. And she was hoping, she was praying that some of her students would come to that club. She thought that would be so great because during the school year, I can't share the gospel with them. But how wonderful would it be if they came to club and I could share the gospel? Sure enough, they came. There was a handful of them and that came. And so she was able to say, hey, this is what I do. And, you know, during the summer, and I go around and teach Bible clubs, and she was able to share the gospel with them. So I just look forward to seeing what happens, you know, maybe as a result of that during the school year, because she was able to really, you know, say, hey, this is who God is, and this is how you can have a personal relationship with Him. So those are just a few stories that come to my mind.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, and that's what we want to see is we want to see the ministry outreach in the summertime to continue, if possible, to go in from short-term discipleship to long-term discipleship, like maybe some of those 5-day clubs become that monthly party club or that seasonal party club or that good news club. So it's in the Lord's hands, but we know that that His word does not return void. So now we're kind of shifting gears. I know a couple weeks ago, I think it was like after the first or second week in August, you basically shut the clubs down and, you know, finished that out. And now we're getting ready to turn the corner here to our fall ministry. So what does that look like for you? What does fall ministry in CEF here in Central Illinois, what's that look like?
Well, we start our Good News Club ministry. So the Good News Club is a weekly after-school Bible club, and it's mainly held in the public schools. And so as usually they start in September, and they just meet on a weekly basis for about an hour and a half. And so that ministry is what we're launching right now.
Mm-hmm. And for our statewide, just to give our listening audience and just a little bit of perspective, is Illinois has been reaching approximately about 70 to 80 schools. I think it was 75 last year for how many after-school Good News Clubs throughout the state. I mean, that's from top to bottom, north to south, and east to west. But we do a chunk of them here in Central Illinois area. And so I think you're actually working on, the Lord is bringing to you quite a full plate this fall. So tell us about that. Tell us about maybe some new church partnerships and maybe you're excited about, or maybe you're still working on.
Yeah, and a lot of this is really kind of fruit from our last fall banquet, I think, or we had a symposium
with
Josh McDowell. We had quite a few people say they were interested in doing a Good News Club. And so, so that's been fantastic. One club that we have at Keller, we've been doing it ourselves, and we've just been praying, though, for a church to come alongside and adopt that school and that they can run the Bible club themselves and really establish those children into their church and disciple them further. And so that's one of the goals of our ministry, is not just to evangelize with the gospel and disciple them in the Word of God, but really get them established in a local Bible-believing church. And so that's taking place right now. We're going to be having the training and September for that church. And we're really hoping that a couple other churches can fold in with that training. So we have a church that's interested in adopting a school in Norwood, the village of Norwood. So that one. And then we're also have a, kind of a few churches coming together, kind of a group of individuals that are wanting to come together to teach at Good News Club at Lincoln K through 8 school in District 150. So that's another one that we're hoping to start early October, all of three of those. And then we also have Delavan. We have a church in Delavan that's interested in starting a after-school Good News Club there at their elementary school. And then we have a couple other meetings scheduled. So we still have more people that maybe are just in those beginning stages of seeing if this would be something that they would like to do and see if they can gather a team.
I know just today, just to encourage your heart a little bit, is, you know, it may feel like a flood, and the flood, I think, is coming, but, you know, the people are just trickling in very faithfully. So we had actually two volunteers today that either hand walked in their, it was two volunteers that walked in their all their forms to be a volunteer in Good News Club. So I thought that was pretty cool. And so especially when they're like, they drive all over to say, here I am, ready to go. So that's exciting. I know we're working on a couple other ones, I think in Bethany, Illinois, and also in Washburn. So we're just asking the Lord to open up those doors. So if someone were interested in getting involved in seeing an after-school Good News Club started in their local school and a church coming together with CEF to partner, what is the first step? How does that work? What does that look like?
Well, they would contact our office. They could talk to me, and we talk about setting up a meeting, a mobilization meeting, and maybe just gathering people that would possibly be interested in doing this after-school Bible club, this Good News Club. And so, and then just begin to pray that God would bring the team together that He would have, and that we can go forward. So usually starts with that meeting, and then we go from there.
Give us a phone number, how they can reach you.
Sure, they can. We have office numbers as well, but I do a lot on my cell phone. So actually that number is 309-303-1610. That's probably the best way to reach me.
Well, Jill, I know we're about out of time here, but I just want to thank you for being here today. And I just want to just thank you for all that you do. And as you lean into the calling that God has given to you to serve with the ministry of CEF and reaching boys and girls for Christ and sharing with them the love of Jesus. And we will be praying for you, and I will be praying for you, that the Lord just incredibly gives you all the energy that you need to do all that He gives you to do. And so again, we just thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. And we do thank you for your prayers and your support for this ministry. And we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. So please tell me again.